With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No one intervened on behalf of...
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, Puckleonians, and welcome to episode 69 of the Puckle TCG Cast. I am your host, Lord Yushiro, and we're here to talk some cards. And excited to talk cards because there's a lot of cards to talk about. Here for you today in the show, we're going to talk about a few quick news. Then we're going to tackle the latest tournaments, including the latest international European and the latest regional Daytona Beach, which was our expanded tournament. And finally, we're going to talk about the Champions Tournament in Japan, which, you know, good stuff always comes from that tournament. And we're definitely going to talk about them here today. Finally, we're going to not finish up with deck up of the episode, but go into our new segment, which is really an old segment dressed in new with a new title. And it's our set review showroom, where we're going to, each of us chose five cards, and we're going to talk about Unbroken Bonds here and talk about all the awesome cards that set brings in. But I am not going to sit down here and just do that all by myself. I brought with me two magnificent co-hosts, so let's go ahead and introduce them right about now. First off, some say that he's able to build a snowman out of rain. It's R. Sigma.
I am in Northeast Ohio. It's not uncommon for the rain to freeze, like, immediately. Yeah. We had a little snow yesterday, I think, too.
Do you want to build a rain man? So, some say that he's able to strangle you with a cordless phone. It's Basket.
What's up, Puckle Peeps?
Long time no be here. What's up, Basket? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
You've been busy?
I'm really happy to be on the TCG again.
It's not for lack of being busy, because the man here has been busy doing all the art for Puckle, as well as his own art and for his own comic book and everything. So it's just glad you were able to find some time to be with us here again. So thank you, Basket, for being here.
I'm very excited.
Of course. So now, as we start every single show, let's go ahead and start like that. What have you guys been up to, Pokemon or not? Sigma, what have you been up to?
Hey, our TCG tournament's going on.
Yes, it is going around. And
I'm sorry. Actually, really quick, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Ozzy does a lot of the artwork, too.
Oh, yes.
So I just wanted to say that as well. Yeah.
Of course. But Ozzy does everything. The man is a man of wonders, of many talents, and he's been fantastic. Guys, if you see Ozzy in the chat, send him your thanks, because the man is just phenomenal. He's been single-handedly, and with Sigma's help, of course, dealing with the TCG tournament. I've been trying to get to be there, but whenever I go in to do work, I find out that Sigma and Oxy has just done everything. So thank you so much, guys, for your dedication to the community, and then you guys are the absolute best. And to continue on, yes, the TCG tournament is happening right now. We're now heading to our third round. And there's already been some awesome fights, and there's already been some people talking about, we've been encountering some stall decks that have been kind of a pain for a few people. So,
yes, I received a message yesterday asking, if you could tie. It's like, I don't think you can tie on TCGO. And then I had to think about it. Yep. Actually, there's a way you might want to discuss being in a tie.
Yeah, and exactly. Especially in a tournament, because there is such a thing as a time frame, right? Where players need to finish a game in a certain time frame. And if you're battling with stall decks against a different stall deck, then you know that the game just can go on for days.
Yeah, without a possible win con, it's rough. So
it is.
That was exciting.
It is. What about you, Basket? What have you been up to, Pokemon or otherwise?
I've been doing a Nuzlocke. I talked about it on the main show because I'm on that this week. But basically, I'm doing a whole Nuzlocke of X and Y just so that I can put a U-turn on a Pidgey, so that I can then bring that Pidgey into Oris and hopefully have a Mega Pidgeot in a Nuzlocke, which would be pretty fun.
Oh, nice! That sounds interesting. I've been doing a lot, but not necessarily Pokemon. As you guys know, I've moved recently. March was a big month for me. I had some move. Now in April, just been doing a lot of working with a few things. We planning a few trips and everything. So it's been really busy for me. I haven't been able to really sit down and be part of the community all that much this past 2 months because of how busy. Hopefully now for May that my things are going to slow. Well, I suspect for the second half of April, well, we are in the second half of April, I guess. To give you a clue how busy I've been, that I can't even keep track of time. That's how busy I am. But thank God things, I've been busy because of positive things, right? And positive news and things I've been able to upgrade my whole rig, guys. So my streaming, my recording, my quality, it's all going to improve a lot because I just spent $2,000 trying to get everything up to date, and I should have everything up to date by this weekend. So by next stream, well, I'll be streaming tomorrow, but I'll be streaming from the old computer. By next week, I should have my own new computer on, and just magic's gonna happen, guys, because that's what computers do, magic. Now,
Nice. Speaking
of magic, let's go ahead and move on to that magic that is the news, which we'll discuss the most magical thing that has happened, because it was both completely not expected this fast in the early in the year, and also it took us by surprise what is going on, what is leaving us, and that is the 2020 season rotation is announced, and boy, did it just blew everyone's mind off. Sigma, do you have a few things to talk about the season rotation?
Yes. All right. So it was kind of hard to guess where the season rotation was going to be, whether or not Crimson Invasion was going to be included in it. It turns out Crimson Invasion is going to be gone, along with Guardians Rising, Sun and Moon, and Burning Skies, I believe is the other one.
I think so, yeah.
Or Burning Shadows. So we're losing all of those sets and all the promos that came around that time. And this year, they're including getting rid of the McDonald's promos.
Really?
Yes, that is an interesting one. They've decided that McDonald's promos will only be legal if the card that they are imitating is also legal and standard.
Weird. Okay.
Yes. So that's a really interesting thing they added. And also, the time of this rotation is where it's really interesting, because it rotates like the day before Worlds.
Yes, before Worlds. Yeah, so people heading to Worlds have to play with a completely new set that has never been a brand new rotation that no one has really have any good practice on, and it's completely new to everyone. So this would make this year's Worlds very, very interesting and very fun to watch, because it's just going to be unpredictable. What's going to win? We don't know, because we don't know what's going to be played and what's going to be valid for in Worlds, because we know the cards that are going to be legal, but we won't know what combination of those cards is going to make it all the way till the end.
Yeah. Can I tell you how excited I am about that?
Like, please,
that's
do.
That's going to be so fun.
I agree with you there. I think it's going to be interesting to see decks that we can actually play after Worlds be at Worlds.
Yep.
Because before, it was a big advertisement of these sweet decks, and you can't play them.
Yep.
And that was the little headliner there. So as a viewer, I think it's going to be a lot more interesting to watch.
Yeah, it really is. And it will really make Worlds be the start of the new year, where it kick off the rotation with the winning decks of the whole Worlds. I think, it like you just said, Sigma, it will just bring this instead of Worlds being this big finale, it now is this big beginning where Worlds starts a whole new season of play, and it will end on next year's rotation. So I think a lot of people were, frankly, a little frustrated with that, because people are buying cards and they're preparing and they're already planning what they're going to play for Worlds, since now this threw a whole wrench into it, because they can't take their veteran deck, the deck that they've been using and playing for throughout the most of the year, tweaking as sets arrive and stuff. They no longer can use that same deck to participate in Worlds. They have to come up with something that follows the rotation guidelines. And boy, are we losing a few things that are incredibly important. Between them, Ultra Ball, Double Colorless Energy, Goose Mask, all of them gone.
Yeah, and I would like to state really quick for the record that it's more the masochist in me, like, that's excited about this. Because if I was actually... I mean, I'm not going to be at Worlds, so I'm not losing out on anything because of this. So it's purely the chaos that I'm enjoying.
Oh, yeah. For the viewers, this is great.
Oh, yeah. For us watchers, oh, it's fantastic. For those playing, might be a little frustrating. Now, let's move on to the next piece of news, Basket. So Sky Legends was announced. That's the next, it's been announced for a while. It's going to come out. That's our next. That's our, what is that? Our,
no, that's a Japanese set.
That's the Japanese. Released. Okay. So it's,
yeah, this will be part of our next set, Unified Minds, at the beginning of August.
So. There we go. That was my confusing. So yes. So Sky Legends was revealed in Japan, which will become our Unified Minds. That is the set that we arrive in August. And it brings a few interesting things, and we're not going to talk too much about them, but there's one thing they are bringing to the TCG that was not there, and that is Sea Crystals. Now, Sea Crystals, for those of you who play the video game, are the crystals you can give to your Pokemon to hold, and with them, you can use the super moves, Sea Moves, which are the extra powerful moves that deal a lot of damage or provides a lot of buffs. They're coming to the TCG, but a little different. Let's read an example. Basket, could you read what is coming?
All right. So the Z Crystal that we have right now is, well, so there's two, but we're not going to mention the other one.
Yeah.
This one is Normalium Z Tackle. This is a trainer item. It says it's a Pokemon tool, and if this card is attached to a Pokemon that has the attack Tackle, that Pokemon can use the GX attack on this card. It must have the necessary energy to use the attack. So it's four colorless, and it says dash attack GX, 200 plus damage. Flip a coin until you get tails. This attack does 40 more damage for each heads.
This is an interesting attack. And interesting that you have to use it with a Pokemon that has Tackle. And interesting for what it does as well. 200 damage is a whole lot of damage. Four colorless, though, is pretty expensive, but we are getting ways around that. If you guys remember Sigma, the triple energy that is coming.
Yeah, if it's an evolution Pokemon, triple color, or the triple acceleration energy is, I believe, the translated name that we have now.
Which you can attach it to an evolution Pokemon, and then it can't be a GX or a EX, and it has to be
an... it can.
It can? I thought it couldn't. Oh, interesting.
It goes away at the end of the turn. Why do they care?
True. So it goes away. It does goes away till the end of the turn. So that's great for using it for things like this, like the sea crystals. Do you guys think that this will actually make a dent? We would see these cards being played out. We know that we've seen cards like this before, such as the Genesect Ace card. The what was it called?
Isn't it a plasma cannon?
Which added an extra whole attack for Genesect. Do you guys think this will kick off?
I think it depends on what attacks get it.
Mm-hmm.
Tackle is a pretty well spread out attack, but it's only on, or mostly on pre-evolutions, like basic Pokemon like a Rowlet will have Tackle. So that would be interesting to include this card plus a Rowlet in a deck that can support it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually really like this because... personally, I think it super helps out decks with Pokemon with various stages.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives, like, a really cool... I love the idea of a basic evolution card with, like, 30 hip doing, like, a crazy amount of damage to, like, a Zekrom or Pikarom or something like that. Like, yeah. I love that.
It brings me Night March memories. You know, because that's what basically Joltik did with 30 HP, just dealing a whole bunch of damage. Normalian Sea Tackle here will allow you to do that with any Pokemon that has Tackle as its attack, which makes it even more unpredictable. Who knows? You might see a Pokemon and not immediately know why they have it, and suddenly they put the Pokemon down, immediately put the Sea Crystal, put the triple energy, and then put a fourth card, I don't know how, a fourth energy on the same turn, and boom, hitting for 200 damage. It is pretty intense.
Yeah. And the fact that we have Adventurer's Pouch also helps this, because otherwise it would be really awkward. You should only really play one of these in your deck, because you can only use it once.
And for those at home, Adventurer's Bag, what it does is it allows you to search your deck for two tools and put them onto your hand.
Yep. So that's a good card to have in the format with these.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it for the news. Not much to say in the news. A lot to discuss in the rest of the show. In terms of Puckle, as you guys know, we just mentioned the tournament is happening. So round three is coming soon. And the tournament will be ending this early next month. And we should have a aftermath report on the next show, where we will go with the winners and maybe have an interview with the winner. So stay tuned for that. That is definitely going to happen. Now, let's go ahead and move on to the important part of the show, Topical Beach, where we're going to discuss the most recent tournaments.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Topical Beach.
And we are back. You can already feel the wind in your face, the sun on your eyes, and the sand under your feet. It is Topical Beach, and we're going to discuss here the most recent tournaments, what has been played, and where the format is heading. This is your monthly view at the current meta, that is the TCG. We're going to start with the first tournament that we want to talk about, and that is the international, the European international one that was in Berlin in April 26th, not too long ago. It was this past weekend. And unfortunately, not much to talk about here. We have a lot of the same faces. I mean, deck-wise, not people. It's really not that exciting. We got first place, we got Picarakram with Zapdos, which has been really doing a lot of damage in the meta. It's been winning a lot of tournaments. And you have Zoroark, Lycanroc as well. And that's basically it. That's the whole tournament right there. It's Picarakram and Zoroark, Lycanroc. It's just that much more to talk about, which is, to me, honestly, a bit disappointing, because we've had a few, we have so many good tournaments up to this point where we've been kind of surprised by the different decks that have been winning and taking us by storm. And to see it being, again, just a match of strength between the two most powerful decks in the format right now is kind of disappointing. What do you think, Sigma?
I was able to watch like the last Swiss round, and unfortunately we don't have the full results yet from this tournament, but in the last Swiss round, the person who came in 7th place was playing against a Quagsire Naganadel deck, so that almost made top 8.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so that would have been more interesting than this set of standard suspects.
Yeah. So. Basket, I know you've been out of it for a while. What is your...
I wasn't able to watch any of the streams. But there is something to be said about, like, high-level play on even decks that, you know, are just destroying the format. So a lot of times that stuff can be a whole lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
No, I totally agree. But that's it. Not much to talk about the international in Berlin. But let's move on to the next one that there is definitely to talk about. And that's the regional in Daytona Beach. We had, this is an expanded tournament that we had in this brought a few surprises that I'm excited to talk about. Number one, I think the one that I really wanted to talk about is Sableye Garbodor. This is an interesting deck. Now, Sableye Garbodor has the Sableye from Dark Explorers, and this is the Sableye that has Confuse Ray, which doesn't really matter, and then it has Junk Hunt. Junk Hunt for one darkness puts two item cards from your discard pile into your hand. This allows you to keep recycling your item cards that you use, and at the same time maintaining your discard empty of items in case you're battling a different Garbodor. I find that to be super fun to play. Sigma, what's your 2 cents on this deck?
It's fun. In the past, it used to run the A-Spec Life Dew, so every time you killed the Sableye, you didn't get a prize.
Yeah.
Now we have Black Market Prism Star.
Yes.
Which is essentially the same thing, except it's a Prism Star stadium. It can only be expanded. It's only getting replaced by other prisms or other stadiums, which show up, but you can control for them a little bit.
Yes. More than you can control a leaf blower or anything else that just gets rid of stadiums.
Yes. So that is the big addition to this deck, because now it's playing Dowsing Machine as its a spec.
Nice.
Which, like the Sableye, lets you get an item from or a trainer card from your discard.
Yeah. Excellent deck. This was piloted by Ryan Pena and got sixth place at the Daytona Beach in Florida. Moving from that one, we're going to go for a more recognizable deck, one that I'm certainly I can tell you with 100% guarantee that it's terrifying to see it back, and that is Seismitoad EX. For those of you who remember playing in the good old times of Black and White.
No, early XY is when it came out.
Yeah,
early X. Furious, the one card from Furious Fists.
Yep. And this is the one that has Quake Punch, that has for double colorless energy, does 30 damage, and completely item locks your opponent. He can't do anything for the remainder of his turn. This time is, unfortunately, or fortunately, the way you want to, any way you want to watch it, it is paired up with Soderwerk, which by itself is a force to be reckoned. Combined with Seismitoad, it's just, what could this possibly do to me? I scream in my nightmares. Basket. You remember playing against Seismitoad EX. You remember playing against Soderwerk GX.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think that is this combination that is these two cards and where it's headed?
Well, obviously, Seismitoad is just... I mean...
He's annoying.
That card was splashed into so many different things just because it was a double colorless and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, get a full set.
If you can find them, because they're nowhere to be sent. No one to be found anymore.
Well, that's because they're amazing, and if you can find them, get a full set. Honestly, like, I haven't seen the deck in action, so I can't really comment on, like...
No, of course, yeah.
...how well it'll do, but they're two fantastic Pokemon cards, and, I mean, anything with Seismitoad, I mean, just get the card. Just get the card, guys.
It's the power of blocking your opponent with item cards, and at the same time, when it's your turn, having the support and draw power that is Soderwerk on your bench. And then both these Pokemon, by the way, it's 4 Seismitoad DX, 4 Soderwerk GX. So, if one thing those two cards have in common is they both use double colorless energy, no need for extra energy. So, this deck only runs 4 double colorless energy, and that's everything it needs to really start doing some damage. It's great to see Seismitoad. I laugh and I say that it's terrifying and all that, but Seismitoad is a great card, and I'm glad it found a new home. Kind of disappointed once more that it's paired with Soderwerk, but again, Soderwerk is like rice and beans. It just goes with everything. There's no deck out there that couldn't at least work well with Soderwerk GX. It's just that's just how powerful and good that card is.
Yep.
Now, with that being said, we're going to move to the last tournament that we're going to discuss here. And notice that we're just blazing through these sections because we want to get to the set review showroom and talk about Unbroken Bonds. But first, we're going to talk about, as an intro to our set review, and that is the Champions League in Kyoto, Japan. And the Champions Tournament has always been an exciting tournament for us. This one, it goes from Sun and Moon all the way to their latest set, GG End, which is basically our Unbroken Bonds, and includes a few gems, and which two of them I wanted to discuss at length. And let's go ahead and do that right now. Sigma, let's start with the one that you wanted to talk about.
All right, let's talk about Gardevoir and Sylveon GX decks.
Yes.
All right, so Gardevoir and Sylveon GX is a tag team GX from our new set. Its first attack for a colorless is Fairy Song. Search your deck for up to 2 fairy energy and attach them to your benched Pokemon in any way you like. Mm-hmm. Then shuffle your deck.
Pretty straightforward.
Yep. Second attack, Kaleidostorm for 2 fairies and a colorless. 150 damage. Move any number of energy from your Pokemon to your other Pokemon in any way you'd like.
Very nice as well. That's awesome. Hefty damage. I mean, it doesn't do all that much. 150 compared to other Pokemon, it's not as much. But put a Choice Band on that bad boy, it's already 180. Could knock out a simple basic GX.
Yes. And then it's a GX attack. Fairy, 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 fairy. But if you have 3 extra fairies, it gets its bonus ability. Does 200 damage. And the bonus is your opponent shuffles their hand into their deck.
Mm. And notice how it's just full stop there. If this Pokemon has at least 3 extra fairy energies attached to it, your opponent shuffles their hand into their deck and that's it. That's just ridiculously powerful.
Yes, it is. And what this deck really wants to do is use its regular attack to move the energy off of a damaged Gardevoir so they can, say, max potion it, Acerola it. So you're never taking prizes. It's kind of like a Venusaur deck in that way.
Oof, I hate it already. Continue on.
All right. The other Pokemon in the deck is a Miss Magus, which we'll talk about later as a draw supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Xerneas. It is the Shining Legends Xerneas right now. We were looking at this deck earlier this week and wondering why it was that one. It's because we're playing a supporter card called Green's Exploration, which we'll also talk about later as well. Or you can't have abilities that stay on the field if you're going to use that card. So,
yeah.
That's what we do. We just continuously heal up as we do 150 to your opponent's Pokemon.
That's just ridiculous. Only covers and only need Night Energy, Fairy Energy to work. And yeah, Gardevoir and Sylveon already appeared and already took third place in the Champions League in Japan. However, that is just third place. We did have a first place winner, and that is one a deck that we were all waiting for and expecting to do really well, and not all it does is just arrive and already takes gold in Champions, and that is the Reshiram Charizard GX. Now, this card just, it's pure amazing. Reshiram and Charizard GX has 270 HP. It's fire. Its attack team has 3 attacks. Pretty standard. First attack, Outrage, which you might recall. Outrage is kind of like a signature move to Reshiram nowadays, at least in the TCG. For 1 fire, 1 colorless, does 30 plus. This attack does 10 more damage for each damage counter on this Pokemon. Self-explanatory. If it does have 200 damage on it, it is doing 230 damage. So that's not bad at all for a Pokemon that has 270 HP. You really can't go wrong, since almost nothing, unless it's water, could knock this out at one go. Its second attack, Flare Strike, for 238 damage, 3 fire energy, 1 colorless. This Pokemon can't use Flare Strike during your next turn. Again, pretty standard. This is something we've seen in Lapras, something we've seen in so many Pokemons out there, where they can attack for one turn and then you have to switch them or do something because they won't be able to use the same attack next turn. And then finally we end up with Double Blaze GX. This is for 3 fire energies, but if you put at least 3 more fire energies, you activate its secondary effect. The attack itself does 200 damage plus, and it says if this Pokemon has at least 3 extra energies fire energies attached to it, this attack does 100 more damage, and this attack's damage isn't affected by any effects on your opponent's active Pokemon. It can't be blocked, and it does 300 damage, which could basically knock out anything in the game, including Wailord. With it activated, with the side effect activated, it's just nothing they can do to stop it. And it will go and hit its opponent and will knock it out. That's pretty savage, pretty powerful. Weakness to water, resistance to none, retreat cost of 3. Sigma, what do you think of Reshiram Charizard?
I think it's a very strong Pokemon, especially with the supporter Welder.
Mm-hmm. Which we should definitely go over that right now.
Yeah, that one's not on any lists.
Yeah, no. Welder is a supporter card that does attach 2 fire energy cards from your hand to one of your opponents, then draw 3 cards. It's pretty, pretty powerful item card. So it's just so good. Now, it's paired with Jirachi, Tapu Lele GX, Dedenne GX, which we'll cover in soon, so stay tuned for that. And also that famous Miltank that is going around too. Miltank with Mumu Malt. As long as this Pokemon is in your active, whenever your opponent attaches an energy card from your hand to one of your Pokemon, heal 90 damage to it. Self-explanatory, when you have Reshiram and Charizard and GX, you want to be able to heal it some way. Miltank is a way you can do that. Okay, any last information on this one, Sigma or Basket, before we move on?
We also have a Bench Barrier Mew that we aren't talking about later, so we can mention that exists now. Bench Barrier is back. It's on a Mew.
It's on a Mew. Yep. On a Mew with 60 HP, which you might be thinking that's hella low, but last basic Mew was 30 HP, right? Or 40 HP.
Yeah.
Ridiculous amount of like that. It's just ridiculous.
Evolutions was a bad set.
It really was, and it was still hurting from that. Now,
it actually has a useful attack too, while we're here. For a colorless, put 3 damage counters on your opponent's Pokemon in any way you like.
Yeah. Not bad. And of course, bench barrier, since we're at it, for those of you at home that do not know, prevent all damage done to your opponent's, for your bench Pokemon by attacks from your opponent's Pokemon. So it will protect you on anything that's sniping from the active spot.
Also known as Pikachu Zekrom's GX attack.
Yes, also known as that.
The only thing I want to add is that I love how they switched from, like, the moves that you can't use a second turn. I loved how they switched from, you can't use this move on your next turn to, this Pokemon can't use this move during your next turn.
Yeah.
That way you can switch them out. I love that they changed that. Like, it just makes it more versatile, and it reminds me of having fun with Galizapod and stuff like that. So I love that they changed that mechanic for a lot of
Yeah. And they're using both now. They're using the, this Pokemon can't use this attack and this Pokemon can attack next turn. They're still using both, but the can't use this specific attack, just as this one, that is more common nowadays.
Yeah.
Before, it was much more common the Pokemon can't do anything on the next turn.
Right, right.
That would cause a headache to people who can't switch or something. Now, and that's it. That's the end of our topical beats. That's the format, how it's going right now, where it's going. Unfortunately, nothing new to talk about in Standard other than what is coming in Unbroken Bonds. Hopefully, with the introduction of Broken Bonds, the next Standard tournament that we have, we won't see Pikachrom and Zoroark dominating the whole top eight. We will see, again, much more a healthy meta with more variety and just more different decks that people are using. Now, with that, we're going to go ahead and move on to our new set review showroom, where we're going to talk about, it doesn't roll off the tongue that easily. We might change it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not rolling off my tongue that easy. But for now, that's what we have. And we're going to talk about Unbroken Bonds. So let's go ahead and just jump right at that, because I'm so excited to talk about these cards. We just talked about both Gardevoir and Sylveon GX, and we just talked about Charizard and Reshiram GX. These are two excellent cards that are on this set, but are not the only ones. We have a few other legit beautiful things to talk about, so let's go ahead and jump right at it. This would not be a TCG cast, and my name would not be Jushiro if I did not start this review saying my first card is Greninja and Zoroark GX. Just wouldn't be that. It will be a different show, and you'll be asking, who are you and what did you do with your hero? Greninja and Zoroark GX is the new tag team, one of the newest tag teams from Unbroken Bonds. It has 250 HP, which is pretty standard for, well, it's actually low, but it's pretty good for a tag team. It has two attacks. Its first attack, Dark Pulse, for one dark, one colorless, does 30 plus damage. This attack does 30 more damage for each Darkness energy attached to your Pokemon. Its second attack, Darkness color, for one darkness, one colorless, but could be for more. Knight Unison GX. Put two in any combination of Dark Pokemon GX or Pokemon EX from your discard pile to onto your bench. If this Pokemon has at least one extra energy attached to it, in addition to its attack, attach two energy cards from the discard pile to each of those Pokemon that you just brought back from the discard patch. Weakness to fighting, resistance to psychic, retreat cost of two. How can you not like this card? It's cheap, it's quick, it's fast, it only requires, for its basic attack, it only requires two energy, so it could be ready on turn two. And its attack is a known quantity. Does 30 plus, does 30 more for each dark energy attached to your Pokemon. Doesn't have to be to itself. It just has to be with all dark energy throughout your whole bench. It could mount up to a lot. You only need 4 to do, what, 120 plus the 30 it already. It's 160, which is 4 energies throughout your bench. It's a known quick, good attack to have. And then Knight Unison is where things get a little bit trickier. It is basically a dark version of Archie's Ace in the Hole or Maxie's Hidden Ball Trick, which allows you to put even a stage 2 from the discard pile onto your bench as a basic. But this is where we enter the discussion. would people actually use that? Is there any dark Pokemon out there that might actually use this? Sigma, let's start with you. What do you think?
So Shamu's actually really excited for this card.
Mm-hmm. No, as yes. Let me guess. T-Tar?
Incineroar.
No. Oh, yes. Incineroar. That's right.
Yeah, in the last set, there was the Incineroar GX, which had the Scar Charge ability, yeah. Like Charizard basic form in the last set has, where you can take 30 damage, I believe, and put 3 energy on Incineroar.
Yes, you can.
And that really powers up your Dark Pulse quick. And if you can find ways to discard your Incineroar and then use the GX attack to bring those Incineroars back, you don't have to worry about rare candies either.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, yeah. The getting them into the discard pile in standard is the problem because we don't have Battle Confessor that can definitely help us with that.
Yeah. This card could be exciting at Expanded as well, where we do have Battle Confessor mm-hmm. and Dark Patch.
Oh, yes.
We still have Darkrai GX for a little bit of time, too.
Mm, yeah.
That has the ability to come back with Darkness Energies on them.
That's the Prism Star one.
No, not the Prism Star one. Just the GX regular one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We forget about him because he came out like 2 years ago. But he's still around.
He's still around. What about you, Basket? What's your 2 cents on Greninja and Sora GX?
I think that it's already a pretty solid card in itself, but the ability to grab any dark GX or EX from the discard and throw it onto your bench, and the potential to throw 2 energy cards, it's just super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, it ends up being a fantastic tech for dark decks. So, I mean, I really like this card a lot.
It does. And let me just remind you guys, to activate the secondary effect, you only need 1 extra energy on it.
Correct, yeah. You just need 3.
You just need 3, which is basically any attack for anyone else.
Yeah.
Its GX attack actually can activate secondary. We're not talking about 6 or 5 energies. Nope, just 3, and you have fully powered Greninja. I think Greninja and Zoroark GX. I think it's fantastic, and I think it's going to see a lot of play. So let's go ahead and give it a quick rating here. I'm going to give it a super effective. What about you, Basket?
I'm going to give it a super effective. Mm-hmm. The synergy that it has with, like, even just more Greninja and Zoroark, pulling those out, and then being able to attack right off the bat, and then you just having to throw the dark energies from your hand to power that up. Yeah, I think it's a pretty good card. Super effective.
Me too. What about you, Sigma?
Yeah, I'm somewhere between effective and super effective, but I'm closer to a super effective, so sure.
There you go. We got our first super effective Greninja and Zoroark GX, although we haven't rated Charizard and the Garvador, both tag teams, but we'll get to those at the end.
Don't worry, those are super effective.
Those are, yeah, what am I even playing at? Both of them are super effective, so they're being rated. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Sigma, what's your card?
All right, so I went with Pheromosa and Buzzwole GX.
Ooh, I've heard a lot about this. I saw this being played with Vileplume in Japan, right?
Yeah, that was one of the decks that was floating around. It's a nice starter. It has 260 HP. It is an Ultra Beast. Its first attack is for a Grass Energy, Jet Punch, 30 damage. This attack does 30 to one of your opponent's benched Pokemon. So if they don't have a Mew, you're doing some nice spread damage, just like a Buzzwole would be.
Yes, nice. But Grass, which is also welcome.
It's not a bad thing to have. Second attack, grass colorless, Elegant Soul, 190 damage. During your next turn, this Pokemon's Elegant Soul attack, base damage is 60.
So, that's 190 on the first turn you use it, and then the next turn, if you use it, it just deals 60.
If you're doing 190, you're probably KOing something, though.
It is, and it's just, you can read this exactly as you would have read Charizard, second attack. You do not use this attack on your next turn. Switch it out, switch it back in, use it again so you can hit for 190 again. You would never, ever, ever want to use Elegant Soul for just 60 unless that 60 guarantees you that you're going to knock out whatever's in front.
Yeah, you probably soften things up with your Jet Punch beforehand too.
Yeah, exactly.
You should be getting a KO with this the first turn, and then you can just do chip damage again the next turn.
Yeah.
It's fine. And then we get to its GX attack.
Which is just ridiculous.
Oh, this is fun. Yep. This is really fun. Okay, so for a grass energy, it does 50 damage. If your opponent's active Pokemon is knocked out by this attack, take an extra prize. Sweet. That is a great ability. Yeah,
so far so good.
But we're not done, folks.
Wait, there's more.
like all of the tag team GXs, this has a bonus for 7 extra energy attached to it.
7.
You get to take 3 extra Pyrus cards instead of 1 extra.
Wow.
Which is just so insane, because if you take out another tag team,
you won.
Then you've just won. It's so ridiculous. I mean, yes, that is a ridiculous cost, but winning with 1 attack, like, what's up, Pokemon? What are you doing?
And it's 50 damage, too, which don't even focus all that much on getting a GX so you can auto-win the game. Take out a Mew, a Ditto. Put some Star Ditto from the bench. Guzma that thing into, well, rip Guzma in the rotation, post-rotation. But for now, Guzma or Lycanroc, that 50 HP or 40 HP Ditto Prism Star, bring into the bench, knock it out with that 50 damage from that Beast Game GX, which is 1 grass energy, and you're already grabbing 4 prize cards. Well, sorry, you're grabbing 2, but if it were that you paid the extra 7, you'd be grabbing 4 for a Ditto, yeah. A 40 HP Ditto.
I have no clue how you're getting those 7 extra energies on this thing, but yeah. If you do, good job, good job.
Well, it's grass, so that is that that Venusaur that automatically doubles your grass energy. So that's one option, but that's a lot of setup, though.
Yeah, it's rotating too, so it's a little sad. Anyways, it's weak to fire. Retreat is too.
Yeah, I think we said all we need to see. Let's go ahead and just review this, baby. What do you give it, Sigma?
I'll give it a super effective. It's
super,
a good one.
Super effective basket.
I'm gonna give it an effective. I think it's a really good card, but I don't see the best way I would imagine to like play this is either a tech or like try and create some sort of stall deck to where you can like, you know, stop the player from taking all your prize cards before you can power this monster up.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be kind of fun, but yeah, I'm just going to say effective.
There you go. Effective it is. And for me, it would be super effective as well. And I'm not even really thinking that much about Beast Game, which is its GX attack. I'm thinking more in the likes of Jet Punch. It's an excellent, it's a known quantity. We know it from Buzzwole, the regular Buzzwole. We know it's really effective, and a lot of cards uses that attack for 1 grass through 30 on your active and then 30 on your bench. It's an excellent starting move, starting attack. And then you have that Elegant Soul, which again, it does sound tricky because you, does now 190 on one turn and then 60 on the other. But again, known quantity. We've seen attacks like this before. We can just switch around and we have ways around it. So overall, I really like Furamosa and Bustle GX, and I think they will go far. Now, we're going to move on to the next one, which is Basket. What's your first card from Unbroken Bonds?
All right. So my first card, and the first couple aren't like crazy exciting. They're just ones that I thought were pretty cool. So the first one is Volcanion. It's a basic fire and 120 HP. Mm-hmm. For 1 fire, it has Flare Starter. Search your deck for a fire energy card, reveal it, and attach it to one of your Pokemon. Then shuffle your deck. If you're the player going second on your first turn, you may search your deck for up to 3 fire energy cards instead and attach them to your Pokemon in any way you like.
That's an excellent first attack.
I really like that because it kind of reminds me a little bit of Talonflame in the way that you want this Pokemon out there first to really, really set you up and put you ahead of the game. So I can see people potentially using this in that sort of vein, like a 4 of to make sure that you can start out that way.
Yeah.
And then because a lot of fire attacks are 3 energy and above, so being able to start out on that is pretty cool.
Yeah. I really like it. What's that has more though? Keep on going.
Oh yeah, and sorry, that was the one I was excited about. But yeah, so for 2 fire energy, there's High Heat Blow. It's 50 plus damage. If 4 or more fire energy are attached to your Pokemon in play, this attack does 60 more damage.
It's fair. Yeah, it's okay.
Well, Flare Starter is pretty interesting. My only concern is we still have Kiawe, which is 4 for 1 supporter, and you lose your turn, but you still gain 4 fire energies to whatever you want to attach them to. That's an option, but if you do not want to waste your first turn, because the beautiful people at home might be thinking, well, yeah, we have Kiawe. Why we want to play this instead of Kiawe? Well, using this would allow you to be able to use a different supporter on your first turn in case you want to maybe use that Lily on your first turn and get the 10 cards that allows you to draw upon.
Correct. And there's actually a card that I forgot to tell you earlier that synergizes with this one a little bit. Or one that I would like to play with. It's Lieutenant Surge's Battle. It's a supporter card, and you can only play this card if you have more prize cards remaining than your opponent, but you can play up to 3 supporter cards in a turn. So it's pretty cool. I like it. I know that you can't do it on the same exact turn.
Yeah.
But I like both of these sort of setups. It's really cool.
It really is. Sigma, any 2 cents there?
I like it as a starter. I think I'll like it more once Kiawe rotates out soon. Yeah. But with Welder also in the format, it's a little awkward because Welder's also really good as something that will set you up and you don't have to go second for it to work. So we'll see. I originally read the second attack as if this Pokemon had 4 energy on it, and that would have been a bad card. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and rate this one. First basket, what do you give this card?
I give it an effective. I think that in a fire deck, easily being able to put 4 more fire energy on this thing with Flare Starter and being able to potentially do double damage to grass types and or steel types in the format being able to do 220 damage, you know, if all those things are put into place for just 2 energy, that's pretty sweet. And it's a basic, so you're not going to be losing a whole lot if it goes down. So I like its niche versatility, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, and I will give it a effective as well. I do like its first attack, and it does have 120 for a basic, which is not the best. I've said in the show that I prefer 130. I think 130, even though there's so many attacks nowadays that do 130 base attack that will knock out your 130s anyway, still 130 is a lot easier to maintain alive than 120, but it is still a good amount. What about you, Sigma?
Effective.
Effective it is. There we go. So Volcanion is effective. Pretty cool. So from the fiery depths of underwater, we're going to go up and be cute and adorable and fluffy. Because Whimsicott, and not our fluffiest, but a Whimsicott nonetheless, GX has finally showed up. And it's pretty cute. And just wait to what it does. Its HP is 190, which actually is pretty decent. 190 is not that bad. Usually Whimsicott have really low HP. So even though it's a stage 1, I think 190 for Whimsicott is not that bad. Its ability is where things get adorable and scary at the same time. Fluffy Cotton. If any damage is done to this Pokemon by attacks, flip a coin. If heads, prevent that damage. Automatically, every time it's attack, flip a coin. And it could save itself from that damage. It's pretty, pretty, pretty cool. First attack, energy blow, does 10 plus damage for 1 fairy energy. This attack does 30 more damage times the amount of energy attached to this Pokemon. The more energies Whimsicott has, the more damage it does. If you're able to attach 3 energies on Whimsicott, that is a solid 100 damage that you're doing each turn. And then you have Toy Box GX for 1 fairy as well. It says search your deck to up to 5 cards and put them into your hand. Then, shuffle your deck. Pretty straightforward. Weakness to metal, resistance to darkness, retreat cost of 1. Mainly chose this Pokemon for my list because its ability. Being able to successfully block 50% of the time any attacks given to you screams, use me to all those stall decks users out there. It's powerful, but you have to look out for that, though, because it is a stage 1. It could get devolved, and nowadays we have more tools to do that. So, with that being said, what do you think, Sigma?
So, at the European International this weekend, there was a deck using the Greninja from Detective Pikachu that has the same effect.
Oh.
So, this is a stage 1, so it's easier to get out. So, I suspect it will see play.
Yeah, me too.
Its attack is fine.
It's okay. It's like a Tapu Lele style attack where it's like it scales. It could become powerful, but you'll need to put some investment in it.
It's a little awkward losing some DCEs and things like that that'll really boost your damage a little faster. Playing Mina is not a fun way to boost damage, but hey, maybe you'll play Welder with it or something. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? What about you, Basker? What's your 2 cents on this?
Yeah, I like it. I really like the idea of, because I know that there's all those like attacks, you know, like flip heads to prevent damage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the idea that in order to do that, you don't have to use a specific attack.
Yep. You don't. And the fact that it's an evolution, though, it's a plus because it's not blocked by Alolan Muk.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's good. Okay, so let's go ahead and rate it. I'm going to rate it an effective. Even though I chose this card, I'm not going to give it a super effective because I acknowledge its ability to become a really pesky and meddling card, but I don't see any decks being built around this. So it's okay at best, but it will definitely see some play. So effective, almost leaning to super effective. If it would have more effective attacks, I would have definitely thrown it to super effective, but defensively it's super powerful and I'll leave it with that. What about you, Basket?
I'm going to go exactly with you. I would say effective, leaning towards super effective, because I feel like this Whimsicott could get up to some very fun shenanigans.
Yeah, yeah. Doing damage is not its plan. It will do something, and in the hands of a great player, it will do something. But attack is not one of them. What about you, Sigma?
Yeah, its attack's a little slow, but it's a fun gimmick, so I'll give it an effective.
There you go. Effective across the board for Whimsicott GX. Good to see it be in the TCG. Now, let's one from one adorable little fluffy character to another. Take it away, Sigma.
Sure, we have Shaymin 2.0 in Dedenne GX.
Uh-oh.
It's a lightning Pokemon with 160 HP basic. It has the ability Dedenne Change.
Mm-hmm.
When you play this Pokemon from your hand onto your bench during your turn, you may discard your hand and draw 6 cards. You can only use one Dedenne Change ability per turn.
I know where their head were when they put that little extra thing on that ability, because when Shaymin came out, the ability to spam Shaymin on one turn was pretty ridiculous. People would play 3 and then scoop them up and play them again on the same turn. It was just ridiculous.
They know what they're doing when they say you're allowed to do it once per turn.
Yep. Yeah, it was Shaymin, and how Shaymin just... They fixed it by banning certain cards after the fact, but when it first came out, it was... Shaymin was miserable. An issue. Yeah. keep on, sorry.
All right. So, usually its attacks wouldn't matter, but Thunder Mountain's in the format, so your opponent could be playing it, or you could be playing it. So, in that case, a Lightning and a colorless, but with Thunder Mountain, it's just a colorless for 50 damage. And with Thunder Mountain, its GX attack is just a colorless as well, usually a Lightning colorless for 50 damage. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now paralyzed, and return this Pokemon and all cards attached to it to your hand, so it has Sky Return from Shaymin.
Basically. Except you can only use it one, yeah.
Yeah, and you get to use it once. Because
you can only use it once.
That was also broken on Shaymin.
That was also broken on Shaymin, yep. That's 100% right.
Weak to Fighting, Resistance Metal, Retreat 1.
Okay, yeah. I mean, self-explanatory, right? It's a Shaymin a little bit more controlled. Right? Shaming as it should have been when it first came out.
It's a Shaymin you're probably not playing 4 of.
Yeah, exactly. You can play 1 or 2. You don't need to play any more because it does what it does. And you don't need to spam it in any way or other. Let's go ahead and review it because I don't feel this... there's not much else we can say about the Dedenne. It's a pretty straightforward card. So, Sigma, what do you give it?
Oh, super effective. It'll see play.
Okay, and I'm giving a super effective well because, yeah, it will see that ability itself. It's just, it's going to get used. What about you, Basket?
Yeah, definitely super effective. I like the idea of the GX attack because it is a GX and its HP is pretty low for a GX. I don't think I've seen a GX with lower HP. I could be wrong.
Marshadow.
Oh, Marshadow, yes. Yeah. 150. Yeah. It's the only one, yeah.
So this is the second lowest HP, so I like that you're able to return it to your hand so that, you know, if it does get some damage on it and it's going to be taken out, you can pull it out.
Yeah, it does waste your GX attack.
That's the only problem, yeah.
It does, but I do like that option. Like, I would probably never use, I would try to avoid using the Tingly Return GX.
Mm-hmm. But if you need to do it, it's there, and it's there, and it paralyzes. So it's not half bad. I'm not saying the GX is. We're not saying that the GX attack is bad. It's just it's a GX attack, exactly. So it's very situational. If you really need to get that Dedenne out of there, because I don't know, Ferramosa is gonna try to grab 5 cards, prize cards from it. Then you want to exit that out immediately and paralyze your opponent at it. And the plus effect, depending on what you're playing, you can put something that even hampers your opponent even more. You can get that Dedenne out of there, and in its place, I don't know, play something like, this is expanded, but Wobbuffet, for example, that will block any abilities when it's inactive. So something like that, it's always good to have. And yeah, I'm going to give it a super effective as well. So Dedenne GX, super effective, its ability, we know it, we love it, can't wait to play it again. Okay, moving on to the next one, Basket. We have a mouse, bring the cat.
All right, this one is near and dear to my heart because I'm a fan of Persian. This is Persian GX. It is colorless, HP 200. It has an ability called Catwalk. Once during your turn before you attack, if your Pokemon GX or Pokemon EX was knocked out by damage from an opponent's attack during their last turn, you may search your deck for up to two cards and put them into your hand, then shuffle your deck. You can only use one Catwalk ability during your turn.
That's pretty badass. That's basically a teammate's only exclusively for Pokemon GX and EX.
Yes, that card was also stupidly powerful.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and I really like that as an ability because there's been stuff like this where it's been attacks or trainer cards, and having that ability is really nice.
Yeah.
To just have it like on your bench if you need it. Super cool. But yeah, so then its first attack is three colorless, Revenge. Does 10 plus damage. This attack does 20 more damage for each Pokemon in your discard pile, up to a maximum of 9 Pokemon. So that's a pretty decent attack.
It really is.
I'm not crazy excited that it caps out at 190, and that because it's a colorless, there's nothing that it would be super effective against.
Yeah.
But that is a pretty decent attack. And then for another 3 colorless, it has Slashback GX. 150 damage, switch this Pokemon with one of your benched Pokemon.
Okay, I'm pretty straightforward.
Yep, and it has a weakness to fighting and resistance to none and retreat cost of 2.
Nice. I really like the attack. The ability is fantastic. The attack Revenge, what you said, Basket, is 100% correct. The fact that it caps at 190 and you can't use super effective with it because it's colorless. It's a drag. I do like, though, that it's 3 colorless energy, so it syncs well with triple energy when it comes out. And you could basically evolve that person out immediately, put the triple energy, and then immediately attack for 190 for that one turn. I think that's pretty cool. It's an option. I like it. What about you, Sigma?
Yes. I think it's fair that they finally limited the revenge attack base value, because Flareon Vespiquen is still a thing in Expanded because it is uncapped. Though I think those do 10 damage for each Pokemon instead. So
yeah, and they have actual types.
Yes, but they do it for a DCE. So
yeah,
having a GX do it for 3 colorless is fine.
Yeah, and let's not forget that there are ways to augment the amount of damage that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can increase that number, but. Yeah, it's not ideal, but you can increase the number, and it will be a decent card.
Yeah. There we go, ladies and gents. So, Basket, what do you give this card?
I give it an effective. I would like to give it more, because I'm a Persian fan, but honestly, I would just say effective. The fact that it's colorless and that it's not a lowland Persian that would be dark type is kind of a problem to me. Just because you can't hit anything for super effective damage, and I don't know. I feel like that's a big
negative. It holds it back.
Negative. Yeah.
It holds it back to what its full potential could be. I'm in the same boat as you. I really like it. I'm also a Persian fan, but it just doesn't do it for me. I don't think people will be using Persian to create their own deck, or it will move them at any point. But it's still a decent card that should not be looked, definitely should not be just taken for granted. So Persian GX, you have an effective from me. Sigma.
Yeah, I'm also on the effective train. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody figured out how to play it right, but I don't think it's going to be the day one Pokemon you'll be seeing on the tables.
Yeah, no, it definitely won't. Okay, so there it is, an effective Persian GX. And from that, I'm going to go ahead and take it away with a crazy little Pokemon called Porygon Z. This is not a GX, this is not a GX Pokemon, but it is a colorless stage 2 for an HP of 130. Now, why did I choose Porygon? Well, its ability is kind of crazy. Crazy Code. It says, You may use this ability as many times as you like during your turn. Attach a special energy from your hand to one of your Pokemon. That's it. Its attack is Tantrum for 120. For 3 colorless, this Pokemon is now confused. It confuses itself. And then its weakness to fighting, resistance to none, retreat cost of 2. Little Porygon allows you to play as many special energies as you can and you have on your hand or your deck if you're able to find them in one turn. That means that a Snorlax could potentially be powered up the same turn by attaching 2 double colors energy if you have them in your hand. Problem is, this is still a stage 2, which requires a lot of setup to get there, and its HP is much to be desired, could be knocked out for pretty much almost anything out there. Its attack is not necessarily good, but I still wanted to make a note of this ability because I think it is pretty crazy and I like it. What about you? Let's start with you this time, Basket.
Alright, I think that this card is crazy powerful enough to where I would try and move this into decks. Like, they're moving into the system where it seems like a lot of, at least the cards that we've been talking about, they cost a crazy amount of energy in order to reach their full potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, with a rare candy, it wouldn't really be that bad, especially with how easy it is to pull Pokemon out. It might not be great when it debuts because of losing Ultra Ball and a few other things.
Yeah, that's right.
But I do not think that Ultra Ball is going to be gone for very long. Ultra Ball is a huge staple of the meta, and I do not think that they're going to take it out for very long.
I'm in the same boat as you there regarding Ultra Ball, because I think they're going to do the same thing they did with Scoop Up. Scoop Up was also a card that has been around the game since its origin, since the first set. We've had Scoop Up, and Scoop Up was constantly in the meta. And then when the rotation 3 years ago, it wasn't for about 3 months. Then a set dropped and it had the super scoop up and it's all good again. So I suspect that the same thing's going to happen with Ultra Ball. We're going to be without it for a few months, but it is eventually going to be reprinted. So stay tuned.
We have Pokemon communication at least.
True. Which I'm every day growing more attached to. I'm really liking Pokemon communication a lot. And for those of you at home that don't remember, Pokemon Communications allows you to trade any Pokemon in your hand for any Pokemon in your deck. So if you drew upon a Pokemon that you, I don't need this Pokemon just yet, I prefer a different Pokemon, just use Pokemon Communicator to switch that Pokemon to the Pokemon that you actually wanted and put that Pokemon which you didn't want to play at the moment back into your deck. So it's a good substitute to Ultra Ball. But we're digressing and completely going up a different route. When it comes to Porygon C, Sigma, what is your 2 cents?
I think it's a fun card to have in the format.
Yeah.
Plenty of special energy to abuse with, so you can build your deck around it. Have a fun time.
Yep, I think it is. I'm going to give it an effective. I'm not going to say effectively into super effective. No, I know this is not a card that will see any play. I just know that it has the potential for someone to grab it and say, ooh, I can make a really good deck with this. And I'm just waiting for that person to come out there and do that deck. So effective for me. What about you, Basket?
I'm going to go out on a limb and just make a crazy prediction that it's going to be super effective.
Oh, interesting.
Because I can see at some point when Ultra Ball returns and we have a better understanding of the meta, this becoming a staple in at least a couple decks. They might not be like top tier decks, but decks that are at least taken to like tournaments and like nationals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say super effective.
There we go. Super effective from Basket. What about you, Sigma?
I look at it like a Magnezone. I'm going to go effective because it's nice to have sitting around and be like, yeah, I could use this for my deck.
Exactly. It's an option to have. And since there's so many decks out there that just play special energies, it is something that may be that someone will build something great around this. So there you go. We got Porygon C, stage 2.
The reason why I choose to be special effective is specifically because you can use the ability as many times as you want during your turn.
Yeah.
So you're able to potentially set up multiple Pokemon if you have them.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can put one double colorless energy into one Pokemon, the other double colorless energy.
Or a triple energy.
Mm-hmm. Any special energies that you have, you could definitely use with Porygon C's ability to place on your as many times as you want and you can on your bench or your active. There you go. That's Porygon C. Sigma. What's your next card?
My next card is another draw engine in Miss Magus. Psychic type, 110 HP, doesn't matter. That's not what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right. So its ability is Mysterious Message. Once during your turn before you attack, you may knock out this Pokemon. If you do, draw cards from your deck until you have 7 cards in hand. It's a very strong ability. And the fact that we have Duskstone in the set, which lets you get Miss Magus out on turn 1, lets you set up very easily, even at the cost of giving your opponent a prize.
We didn't talk about Duskstone on this episode because we mentioned it a couple of episodes before. When it was first revealed, we talked about it with alongside Hunchcrow GX, which is another really powerful card that comes in this deck, in this set. So so if you listen to a couple of episodes, we can hear our comments on those cards. Continue on. Sorry, Sigma.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. It's a great setup card.
It is. My only concern is the knockout part, which means that automatically if you are knocking it out, you are giving your opponent a prize.
You are, yes.
Yes. That's the only thing I see in this card. But other than that, still, you are giving your opponent a prize, but you drawing until you have 7 cards. If you have no cards on your hand, that's a lifesaver right there.
Yeah, it can be worth it in the right deck.
Exactly.
It's your other draw support option other than Dedenne. So.
Yeah. Basket, what do you think about this one?
Me personally, I don't really like it. If it was a basic, then I would be far more inclined to put it somewhere. Just because there's that huge give and take there. Like, yes, you can, because there's so many draw engines that you can pull from.
Yeah.
And yes, going from 0 to 7 cards in your hand is totally worth a prize card, in my opinion, if you're maybe a little ahead, but you're worrying you're going to be stepping back a few paces or something like that. Or if it's like a last ditch effort. I like that idea, but the fact that there's that give and take and it's a stage 1, meaning that you have to be able to set it up to get that, it's kind of more than I would want to handle, personally.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
So I'm not a crazy fan of this card, but I do recognize the potential for the ability to help out a lot.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be worth mentioning if Duskstone wasn't in the set.
Yeah, because exactly.
If you're just getting it out like a regular stage 1, it would be pretty boring. But yeah. When you're able to get it out the first turn you play your Mischievous onto the bench, it's something to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was also a 2-of in that Gardevoir Sylveon deck we were looking at, so.
Yes, and we can see now why. Okay, so with that being said, Sigma, what did you give your card?
I think it's effective bordering on super effective.
There you go. I give it an effective. Not sure I'm going to border on super effective, even though we know this card is good because it's already been played on the Gardevoir decks, tag team decks, Sylveon. But I'll give it ineffective because it's definitely going to see played. Definitely. What about you, Basket?
Effective.
There you go. Effective and a super effective for Miss Magius.
Hey, Puckalonians, it's Sublime Manic. Can't get enough of your favorite flip-flopping podcast? Then check out our social media. You can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and YouTube all from our website, PucklePodcast.com. And you can join our Discord to hang out with your favorite hosts and other Puckalonians. Also, check us out at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, consider subscribing to our Twitch channel. You can also check us out at YouTube at youtube.com/PucklePodcast. And we also have a Patreon if you're able to give anything at patreon.com/PucklePodcast.
Move on to the next one. Basket, what's your next card? Oh, I can see what your next card, and the next card spells basket all over it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this card because I've wanted to make poison work for a really, really long time. So it's this card in tandem with another card that is finally making poison extremely viable, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Or at least way more viable than it ever was before. So this is Muk and Alolan Muk GX. It's a psychic type. And it has an HP of 270, not bad at all. Its first attack for 1 psychic and 2 colorless is Bad Poison. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now poisoned. Put 8 damage counters instead of 1 on that Pokemon between turns.
Ouch.
Then for its second attack, it's 1 psychic and 3 colorless. Poison Lick, 120 damage. If your opponent's active Pokemon is poisoned, heal 100 damage from this Pokemon.
Yep.
And then for no cost, there's Sticky Mix GX. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now poisoned and paralyzed. If this Pokemon has 4 or more energy attached to it, put 15 damage counters instead of 1 on that Pokemon between turns for poison.
Oof. It's 150 going and then 150 coming if you're not able to switch them out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's paralyzed, by the way, which helps the fact that just can't just retreat it. You have to either Goosmite, switch it out with a switch trainer or something, but it's paralyzed, so.
Correct. And it has weakness to psychic times 2, no resistance, and a retreat cost of 4. Mm-hmm. And the card that goes with it is Dust Island. It's a trainer stadium. When a player switches their poisoned active Pokemon with the effect of a trainer card, their new active Pokemon is now poisoned. If there is an effect that alters the amount of damage counters taken from poison, that effect carries over as well.
Nice.
So, it's just fantastic. I'm over the moon on this. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty powerful. Poison will do 150 damage per turn, or if you're just using simple bad poison, the first attack, it's still 80 damage coming and then 80 damage going.
Yeah,
it's a lot. And I've been always one that says that have been teasing Baskins like poison is fun, but it, you know, as long as switching exists, it's just hard to make it work because it's so easy to get around poison. But Dusk Island really takes care of that for you.
I think the main issue is you can still retreat to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Jirachi are everywhere with their little escape boards, so that's a little rough still.
Well, for now, but those skateboards are not going to stay here for long. Basket. So let's go ahead and review Alolan Muk and Alolan Muk first. What do you give it?
I'm going to give it a super effective because I'm going to make a deck out of this and I'm biased as hell.
I love your review. At least you're honest. Well, you know what? I'm going to join you right there with super effective. I'm not sure if this is going to be good. I am not sure if this is going to move the meta at all. What I am sure that there's a lot of... you're not the only Poison fan that I know. The Real EV, shout out to my boy, The Real EV. It's also a big fan of Poison. I have been trying to make Poison work for the longest time. And this just screams to those Poison fans out there that there is a chance, there is hope. Do not quit. It can happen. So super effective for me as well. What about you, Sigma?
I'm on effective. Because mm-hmm. it's weak to Psychic, and Giratina and Malamar are still in the format after rotation.
Yeah.
So, that said, Giratina can't one-shot it, so there's that.
There is that, that's for sure.
If it could one-shot it, I probably wouldn't give it an effective, but yeah. It cannot, so good for it.
There you go. And then for Dusk Island, Basket, what do you give Dusk Island?
I give that a super effective, because there's a lot of really fun poison things that never got to see the light of day that are still viable and expanded.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be poring over those in the next few days and trying to find out if I can bring my Krogunk back to the surface.
Yeah. Resuscitate that deck, see if it can do some ripples. That sounds like fun. So super effective for you. I'm going to be a little bit less, I'm going to give it an effective. It is a great card if you're going to play Poison, if you're going to do a Poison deck, for sure, play Dusk Island. The problem that I see is that you will only play this on a Poison deck, and you will not. I give Super Effective Muk and Alolan Muk GX, because as you heard me multiple times say, if I see someone building a deck around the card, because it has that potential that you can build a strategy around it, I aim for Super Effective, because I feel that that's the main benchmark where it defines a really good card versus just an okay card. A very good card is, oh, I gotta build a deck around this. A okay card is, oh, this might work in any deck, or this might work on this deck or support to that. Muk and Alolan Muk GX is super effective. Dusk Island would only work on Poison decks. I will give it just an effective. What about you, Sigma?
Somewhere between not very effective and effective. Yeah. It's the best poison stadium in Standard.
Yeah.
In Expanded, it's not, because Riverbank City exists.
So yeah, Riverbank City.
Usually you want that
to
be your poison stadium of choice. So
there you go. Well,
but the only point of that is to add 2 damage counters.
I know. And that's great.
No, I know. I know, but I'm saying when you're doing 8 damage counters per turn, and
yeah, you don't need that.
Like keeps them there. Like that's all fair. I'm saying.
Yeah. There you have it, guys. So let's go on and move to the next one. We're almost done, so let's take it home pretty soon here. I'm going to go with a trainer this time around. It is Devolution Spray C. Now, this is an item card. Says, choose one of your evolved Pokemon. You may remove as many evolution cards from that Pokemon as you like and shuffle them into your deck. The reason why I chose the Evolution Spray C is because there's multiple strategies in the game where devolving and re-evolving your Pokemon is a strategy. It does have the downside that the cards go back to your deck, but there's always workarounds around that. You may have those versions of the cards already in your hand, other copies, so you have no problem returning the ones in your bench into your deck because you know that you can replace them with the ones that you have in your hand. So I want you to bring this card towards you guys and see what you guys think. Sigma, let's start with you. What do you think of Devolution Spray C?
I kind of would prefer the original Devolution Spray.
Okay.
I don't know too many Pokemon where having both evolutions be sent away is beneficial to you.
True.
Where both Pokemon have effects where when they evolve, they do something.
Yeah. Well, the one I can think about at least is the Greninja line. The most recent, the Greninja GX line.
Yeah, that's about the only one. And even then, I'd still just rather have a Greninja right away again.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the 30 damage is a lot more important than the
20.
Yeah, 20 or...
Yeah, there you go. What about you, Basket?
Personally, I think this card has the potential for a lot of, like, versatility. This card, it's hard to describe because it has a lot of potential. It's going to have a hard... You're going to have a hard time trying to, like, work with this card right now. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in the future, if a basic comes out that's going to just be, you know, great, like, you could use it for, like, a call for family on a basic or something like that if you need to... If your cards have been put in the discard and you can throw them back in your deck and you need to call for family again or whatever, like, that's kind of a crappy example.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of Pokemon that their basics or their middle evolutions have different things that they can do. For example, this would be great on, like, remember the Crobat decks, the Scizetoad? Yep. Bats?
Yeah, the bats. So
like,
yeah.
This would be awesome for that.
Yeah, the Greninjas do basically that. The new Greninja line, Fragadier does 20 damage, and then Greninja GX comes down and does 30 extra damage. Basically the same thing, but bats was a little bit quicker. They weren't GXs, so it's a lot better. Price-wise, they were a lot better.
Yeah, so that whole line had things that helped you do the damage that you were trying to do. So I think that there's a lot of potential for this card. And yeah, that's really all I have to say about it, is that I think it has high potential.
Okay, so let's go ahead and review it real quick, and I'll give it, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to give it not very effective. I wasn't expecting to give this even an effective, but I did want to bring it to you because I thought it was interesting. I thought maybe you never know, hey, maybe you use that Ditto to evolve all the way up to a stage 2, and suddenly you need that Ditto again, so... Devolution Spray C is there to devolve up back to your basic Ditto, so you can evolve that Ditto into something else if need be. That's just one example of how this might be useful. But as you might have seen by that example, it could be rare and far between the chances that you might need to use that. Not very effective for me. What about you, Basket?
I'm going to say effective just because of the potential that I see.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't come out with cards that can utilize this well, this is going to be a hugely wasted card.
Yeah.
And that would be really sad for me.
True. What about you, Sigma?
The one card in the set that I think can use this is a Gengar. When it evolves, you put 6 damage counters on your opponent's GX and EX Pokemon in any way you like.
Okay.
That's where this goes. It's just kind of eh. I'm not very effective on it either. But that is probably the better thing to do with it right now.
Yeah. Okay, so there you have a Devolution Spray C. Let's move on to the next one. Take it away, Sigma.
All right, this card really excites me. And when I first read it, I didn't think anything of it. So we have Spiritomb, a darkness Pokemon with 60 HP. Basic Pokemon. Here's its ability. Building Spite. Once during your turn, before you attack, you may put 1 damage counter on this Pokemon.
Interesting.
Yes. It's attack for a dark energy. Anguished Scream, 10 plus damage. This attack does 30 more damage for each damage counter on this Pokemon.
Wow. Okay.
That's what we're doing with this deck. We also have an item in the format right now called Hustle Belt. If the remaining HP of a Pokemon card this is attached to is 30 or less, it does 60 more damage.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got some support. And then there's also a Stunfisk for a double colorless, which is kind of sad that that's going to be rotating as of right now.
Rotate it out, yeah.
It has an attack that does 30 damage times the damage counters on all your Pokemon.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be such a fun, like, card to use in Expanded.
Yep.
Stunfisk.
And we have Mew protecting our guys from spread damage.
From sniping.
So you don't have to worry about your Spirit Tom's dying from extra damage coming from your opponent. That's fantastic.
Yes. So I am extremely excited to build this deck once the set comes out. So
yeah,
that's really fun.
That looks like it's going to be so weakness to none, by the way, and resistance to none, and a retreat cost of only one.
It doesn't matter. It's dying to any attack.
Oh, true.
We're hoping we win the prize trade. We're having 10 HP. We're not surviving here.
This is also a great, obviously this is not even the primary reason why you would use Spiritomb, but you could also use it with Banette GX,
yes.
Which basically allows you to switch one damage counter per turn, per Banette active. If it's in your active, you may move one damage counter from your bench to your opponent's, and Spiritomb could provide that damage counter every single turn. But obviously that's not even close. Do what Sigma said. That's the way to build this deck.
That's a deck I'm excited to play online. So.
Okay. So what do you give this?
I think I have to give it an effective because it is really risky. But,
yeah.
But still, like, way playable.
I mean, your max damage is what, 160 plus another 60 from the Hustle Belt? That's scary.
Yeah. That
and Hustle
really
Belt
is scary.
Does not rotate.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. I'm going to give it also an effective. It just sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to go ahead and try to build this as well for the stream. What about you, Basket?
Yeah, effective. This deck, I love the idea of being able to win with Stunfisk.
Yep.
So, effective. I like this card.
There you go.
Just wait for the next set with a Stunfisk. That's got a good Stunfisk in it, too.
Oh, that should be exciting.
Does it have synergy with this or no?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It is a fighting deck's answer to Zapdos.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay. Interesting.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Look forward to that.
Definitely. So we're going to move on to the next one. Basket, you're going to go with your last card. Take it away.
Yeah. So we talked about this for like a split second earlier, but it needs a lot more discussion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lieutenant Surge's Battle. This is a supporter card. You can only play this card if you have more prize cards remaining than your opponent. You may play up to 3 supporter cards this turn, including this one.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I mean, the combinations are endless.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
how many that I've wished I could use more than one supporter on one turn.
Yeah.
That I just wish I could use this Cynthia, but this Guzma at the same time. I just wish I could do that. I wish I could Guzma and then Cynthia. And there's just no way of me doing that until Lieutenant Surge. And when it comes out, I can't do that anyway because Guzma's going to be rotated out. But I could do it in Expanded, and that counts for something. And wow, yeah, that's really powerful. It really is. What do you think, Sigma?
When this card was first revealed, I was terrified for it in stall decks. Because those are the decks that we're going to have where they're always going to be behind on prizes. So this will always be active.
Wow, you're right.
Yeah.
And in Standard, where we still have Lusamine, although I don't think we're going to have Lusamine at the same time we're going to have this in Standard, right?
I don't know how it was reprinted in Ultra Prism.
Yeah.
Okay. The issue. So, yeah, that's what scares me. One of the decks we didn't talk about in Japan was a stall deck, and yes, it has 2 Lieutenant Surges with 3 Lusamines. That is that is something they do.
Oh, God. And Lusamine, by the way, Lusamine is banned and expanded, though, so that's why you're not going to see it that much in Expanded. Well, you're not going to see it at all in Expanded, but it won't be able to do any synergy with Lusamine. Of course, for the guys at home that don't know, Lusamine allows you to recover two supporter cards from your discard pile onto your hand. And Lieutenant Surge Battle allows you to use three energy, so you can do the math and the plus and the minus there.
It lets you Lusamine loop a little more efficiently.
Yeah, definitely. So with that being said, let's go ahead and review this. Basket, what do you give this card?
I give this card a super effective because I think that this is a card that is going to probably be a one of in every single one of my decks, at least.
Yeah.
Just because of its pure versatility. And one isn't going to kill me. I can find it. Like, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
I can have it when I need it. And this is something that I would not want to not have.
Yeah. What about you, Sigma?
In a regular deck, I think it's more of an effective. In the decks that are going to do terrible, terrible things with it, it's probably a super effective.
Yeah, that's the way I'm going to super effective, because, yeah, it's like Basket said, it's a one. It could be a one-off in every deck. It could have its uses, but in a deck that it's built around using this baby, because it is a supporter card that is worth building around to, yeah, it's going to do a lot of, well, quote-unquote damage to your opponent, although it's not actually going to be damage. But it is going to put your opponent in a really difficult position where they has to handle you using technically two supporter cards in one turn, because the third spot needs to go to it. So, yeah, stay tuned. That's going to be a really powerful card that is going to show up a lot soon. Okay, so with that being said, now I have my last card, and it's Fire Crystal. It's an item that says, put three energy cards from your discard pile onto your hand. You may play as many item cards. Yeah, that's the standard item spiel. But basically, you can recover three energy cards and then from your discard pile onto your hand. I believe that this is an excellent way to recover your energies, your fire energies. And does great synergy with Flareon GX, for example, which allows you to play three energy cards if you have them in your hand. Well, if you have them in your discard pile, Fire Crystal will guarantee that you will have them in your hand, so you can Flareon, just, you can place them down with Flareon. It's a great item card. I like it a lot. What do you think, Basket?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's got, are we giving ratings, or?
Just talk about it real quick.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, yeah, I think it's a pretty decent card, you know, for fire decks. It's useless in anything else. Yeah, I think it'll find a lot of play in fire decks. I think it already has.
Probably. It's been playing maybe in the champions, in a champions deck.
I think it was in the,
Charizard deck.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. If you're playing fire, you gotta play Fire Crystal at least. What about you, Sigma?
So, our friend Linian is building his first TCG deck.
Ooh, congrats, Linian.
It's a round of Pokemon in the set named Blacephalon. It has an attack. For triple fire, it doesn't matter. It does 50 damage times the number of fire energy you discard from your hand.
This allows you to bring back those energies. Yeah, nice. Yeah,
that allows for a consistent at least 150 damage.
Very nice indeed. Very nice. So let's go ahead and rate it. I give it an effective. I think it's going to be great on fire decks, and it's going to be good. What about you, Basket?
I'll give it an effective, leaning towards super effective, just because there are good fire decks right now that have used this very successfully, so.
That's true. What about you, Sigma?
Yeah, I'll go super effective. It allows you to do a lot of things. It goes well with Welder as well, if you've discarded a lot of fire energy.
Yeah.
You get to make sure that you get your Welder attachments, so that's nice. It does a lot for the fire decks, and I think it's a key piece to them.
Yeah, there we go. Super effective for Basket and Sigma, so effective from me. Although with both of your explanation, now I'm leaning to super effective completely, so you might have actually changed my mind there. So with that being said, let's go ahead and move on to the last card in general, and that is my boy Sigma. Take it away.
All right, so we have the card Green's Exploration.
I have to pause there for a second to say that Green has always been my favorite unused character from the Pokemon lore, and I love that she's back and she's actually in the TCG now. That's all I had to say. Continue on.
All right, so she's a supporter card, and you can't play this card if you have any Pokemon in play with abilities.
Pretty strict there.
Yeah, search your deck for two trainer cards, reveal them, and put them in your hand, then shuffle your deck.
And now you know. Now you know why it has a strict rule there.
Yes, it is an Alolan Ninetales for decks that don't want to be playing Alolan Ninetales and aren't playing abilities. So, it's a nice little thing.
Yeah, it would be nice to play Lieutenant Sarge Battle, use Green Exploration to find two turn of cards, and then you, whatever third supporter you want to use, you just search it with Green's Exploration.
It's another nice card to play with Miss Magus.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get the Duskstone. Your Miss Magus is the one with the ability, not your Mischievous. So you can go find the Duskstone, evolve it, get your seven cards, and then continue your turn.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore. Green Explanation is definitely a really powerful card. Anything that allows you to search your deck for anything, in this case, any trainer cards, is pretty powerful. And the fact that, you can play this as long as you don't have any Pokemon in play with abilities, there's so many decks already out there that do just that.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be a deck without abilities. If their abilities are all on evolutions,
exactly,
then you can play it for the getting rare candies for, say, your Metagross deck that's rotating out, but who cares?
Exactly. No, it's a fantastic card, definitely. Basket, do you have any 2 cents before we rate it?
Nothing more than you guys have said. I mean, there's nothing else to say. It's a really good card.
Yep, then we're going to rate it. Sigma, what do you give it?
I'm willing to give it super effective. I think it lets you do a lot of things in the format, and yep, it's nice to have around.
Me too. Super effective. It is that powerful. It's easy. Its rules to set up are easy to do. Not having any Pokemon in play with abilities is pretty straightforward and pretty easy. So, and the fact that it allows you to search for two trainer cards, too powerful, too fast. And then Basket.
Yeah, the fact that they've made it pretty easy to get Pokemon off your bench if you need to, with multiple different cards allowing you to do that. It makes it pretty simple for you to take off a Pokemon with an ability in order to play this card, get those items. If you have that same card, like that same, like stage one or whatever,
yeah,
you can just pop that back down. So potentially it wouldn't even cost you anything, even if you have abilities on the field.
Yeah, exactly. It's fantastic. I love it. There you go. Super effective across the board. Get yourself a set of Green's Exploration because you're going to be seeing a lot of her. And that makes me really happy. Well, that's it, guys. That's a quick set review for Unbroken Bonds. I hope you guys enjoy that. That brings us to the end of the episode. With that being said, if you like what you're listening here, remember, guys, that we're not the only podcast at Puckle. Please join every Monday Thatch in his main show, there where every one of us are going to be there. Basket, you were there in this week, so you can listen to a double Basket flavor this week by listening to him in the main show and here in the TCG cast.
Yay, double baskets.
Also, do not forget that we also have the Battlecast, we have the Game Corner, among other shows that you, for your view, listening pleasure, please go ahead and download those to listen. If you can follow us on our different social media accounts. We got our Twitter accounts at Puckle Podcast. We got our Facebook groups, including the Puckle TCG, which is our TCG groups. We do a lot of announcements there. Well, not that much, actually, but the Really Be always maintains us up to date with the latest news from Poke Beach. So if you want to have a place where the news from Pokemon gets to you instead of you get to them, join our TCG, Puckle TCG group at Facebook, because our man, the Really V, is going to take care of you there. And finally, if you can, please, please become a Patreon. You get not only exclusive items and podcasts when you're a member, but you also get to participate in a lot of our specific Patreon activities, and you become part of the Patreon family. So please go ahead and do so if you can. And last but certainly not least, join our Discord. There is where all the magic happens. That's where you're going to find us, including us, the cohorts. We're just in a mention away from you talking to us. And that's where all of our activities, including the Puckle TCG tournament, including all of our events like the Prepare for Trouble tournament, also happens there. So please join our Discord. You're just going to love it. There's going to be Puckle things for you and Pokemon things for you to do 24 hours a day. So with that being said, you can already listen to the background noise. It is closing time. R Sigma, thank you so much for lending me your time and your expertise, as always.
It's been a fun time.
And Basket, love you, man. Miss you a lot. Glad to have you back.
Love you too, buddy. Thanks for listening. Puckle peeps.
Of course, and with that is closing time. See you next month.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.